Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I hope you are sitting there in your fineries. If not, you better level up. Because we have Lynette Jones, and she's a brain. She dresses for success with style and branding expertise. Lynette Jones, her focus is on the ABCs of great image, appearance, behavior, and communication, teaching executives and ambitious professionals how to use image and style strategies and techniques. She provides tools that makes it easy for you to create stylish brands that will elevate your confidence and drive your success. Okay? Now, is she dressing you or what? Let's welcome her to the edge. Lynette Jones, hi. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having me, April.
Absolutely, because, you know, I tell my brains that style is everything, and people have just let that go by the wayside.
Yes,
folks
that's
be looking
true.
Raggedy. And it's strange because now I have to step up my game. You know, when you're out in the public and you take a quick video, you got to make sure you got a little lipstick on. Or when you're
that's
running out
right.
to the grocery store, people, you know, they see who you are and you don't be wanting
that's
to look
right.
toe up with Mitch Mac hats on and all that. So you have to have an image and a style, and you are really focused on that, and your expertise is helping people do that, but also attach it to their brand. Tell us a little bit about
that's
that.
Right. Well, as you said, I've been doing this for a number of years. I've had my own company, When Style Matters, for the past 11 years, but I have really been doing this same type of work. For me, it began very early in my life, my childhood. My parents were very image conscious and not in an egotistical way, but they understood the importance of having a great image and a good character. So for me, it was something that I learned as a child. And I love playing dress up then, and I'm still doing it.
I know. I used to love accessories. Oh, my God. I still to this
yes.
day. I do.
Exactly.
So what? Tell us where it all began for you. What are some of your career, past career jobs that you did before you evolved into creating images for people and branding?
Yes. So for me, I have a 25-year history of working in the public sector as an economic development practitioner. So I spent a great deal of time working with the housing and economic and community development efforts that were taking place in the city of Philadelphia. That's where I was born and raised, and I started my professional career there.
Shout out to Philly.
Yes, shout out to my Philly people.
Right.
So, and then I did that for about 12 years, and then I moved to San Diego in the late 80s and 90s.
America's finest city, that's what I always say.
That's what they say. It's a beautiful city. And I continued my career there, working with the business community, doing business retention, expansion, and attraction for the city, public, and private partnership agencies. So it was a great background for me, and it exposed me to many, many people, many businesses, large and small. And what I realized over all that time is that the small business owners, the entrepreneurs, they understood the technical hard skills of how to do their work. But what I found often was vitally lacking were the soft skills, which we now call the power skills. And that included appearance, behavior, and communication. And so for me, as I matured, going through my teenager years and my young adult years, I had the opportunity to do etiquette training, to do a little bit of amateur modeling and going to charm school, things like that. And those skills.
Did you go to Barbizon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, girl, Barbizon used to be the business, okay? If your parents put you through Barbizon, you were just like almost a debutante.
Yes. So, you know, I laughed at those things, but I enjoyed it. And I'll tell you, the skills that I learned in gave me the competitive edge whenever I applied for a job.
Right, right.
And
so let's dive into that a little bit.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's go into some of the do's and the don'ts. Let's start with that. Now, when you are in a work environment, you know, and we're just going to use a work environment, and then also maybe if you can give us some suggestions in a casual setting. What do you feel about chewing gum? And the reason why I ask you that is that I was in an event, and the speaker really kind of chewed out, for the lack of a pun, the person that was in the audience. I know that that is disrespectful. What do you think in a public setting about chewing gum? And I heard that if you chew gum in front of Oprah, it's on and popping. She don't want to have nothing to do with that. So what is it about chewing gum that's so annoying?
Well, you know, first of all, it can be noisy. It can make noise. Some people pop the gum. And so it's a distraction to the person who is trying to lead the meeting or conduct the session. And anything that's going to be a distraction can throw them off of key with where they're going with their conversation. And so it's not a great idea. I discourage any kind of gum chewing, whether you're going in for an interview or a professional meeting, and especially when you're even on the telephone, because it's much louder in the ear of the person who's listening to you than what you may think.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
so what's your position on fragrancing? I love a good scent. But see,
I do too.
Exotic oils. I don't use heavy perfumes, so it lingers more. What's your position on that?
I also love fragrance, so I will say that I do wear it every day. I try to wear a fragrance that's light, but in a professional setting, again, sometimes you do have to be aware that there are people who have allergies to fragrances, and it can be a life-threatening in some instances. I worked with a colleague. She and I are still friends today, but she really could not handle any kind of fragrance, and so I had to stop wearing it because I didn't want to cause a problem for her. So a part of business etiquette is being sensitive to the needs of others.
Right.
And I think that's what you have to know. I love fragrance, yes, but you have to be conscious of your surroundings and those within that area.
Exactly. How about over-accessorizing? Girl, sometimes you see folks looking like... I would say a gypsy, but I love gypsies. But, I mean, they just be all over the place. And what do you think about that?
Again, it depends on where you are. In a professional setting, it depends on the type of job that you have. Obviously, if you're in a corporate environment, your jewelry is going to be at a minimal. You're not going to want to wear excessive jewelry. Then again, if you're in a creative field, you're an artist, a designer, a musician, someone like myself, we have a little more freedom in how much jewelry we can actually wear. And speaking of which, it's one of the big trends this season is lots of jewelry and big.
Is it, girl? All right. Well, I'm in the club because I love lots of jewelry. I like big jewelry. I like, you know, I like power statement pieces. Not a lot, but I like them to have power and punch and personality. And you have all of those things. Tell us a little bit about the ABCs. Appearance, behavior, and communication. How do they correlate? What are you saying to us?
Well, I think that is what makes up.
What happened? Did I lose you?
Are you there, April?
Yeah, what happened to you?
I have no idea.
ABC, I thought you fell down the rabbit hole. I'm glad to have you back. All right.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what that was.
Don't worry about it.
When I talk about
appearance,
I'm talking about what you wear for play, for work. You want to make sure that you have a wardrobe that supports your body and your lifestyle. So, yes, we want to wear things that complement our body structure, but it's also equally important that your wardrobe reflect your personality. And so that is how I help my clients develop a wardrobe that works for all occasions. And then when we talk about behavior, I speak of those communications that are nonverbal. So body language, making sure that if you're in the workplace, you're in a meeting, you're in an interview, that you understand how people can get an impression from your body language. So you don't want to cross your arms across your chest, you know, which is a defensive type of position. You want to make sure that your hands are in your lap. You don't want to have your hands flailing with loud jewelry again. So business etiquette, being punctual, you know, returning phone calls.
I know. I improved upon that so much, and I'm telling you, I give myself a star. When I'm there five or 10 minutes early,
absolutely. Always better to be early, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's important. And one of the things I see now that's taking place is this ghosting. You know, it started off as ghosting for relationships, but now I see it happening in the professional and business world where individuals just don't return phone calls or respond to professional emails, and that is inappropriate.
Right.
So when I do my training, I try to make sure that those who attend my workshops and seminars understand the importance of being reliable. That's part of building your credibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you another question about growing into your own. So my husband turned 60 this year. I call him Mr. Magnificent. And I told him, I said, you know what? You have to grow into your 60. I am not going to have you in no sweatpants and tennis shoes. I want you looking good to me. So I went out and I bought him a velvet dinner jacket and an ascot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It just grew him up in just finery. Tell us about how your style really is indicative of your brand. You know, again, like you said, it depends if you're more playful, if you're more creative, if you're more professional.
That's right.
When you're looking at that, what does that look like?
So there are several different types of what we call personality style. As you've said, there's the classic. There's, you know, where people wear more formal attire. They like straight lines, they're not into ruffles or frills or polka dots, things like that. And then you have your romantic, and that does allow for more flowing outfits and things like ruffles and prints, more prints, things of that nature. There's also a sporty, and sometimes people have an eclectic personality style where they like a little bit of everything, and it's, you know, learning how to put their wardrobe together in a way, as you say, that you can grow into it. And over time, sometimes our style does change. But knowing, once you know the important aspects of your style, like what colors work for you and what your body structure is, then if you want to experiment and try with something that's maybe in the past you didn't really wear sporty outfits, but let's say you're retired now, and I work with a number of savvy retirees who still want to have style. They're not in the corporate world anymore, but they still care about their image. So it's learning how to just do that transition where you can be casual, but still you're ready for anything that comes up.
Right. And you know what? I want to ask you about reshopping in your closet. I'm about to go do that. As soon as I conclude with you, I am going to pull things out. I'm going to look at them. I'm going to, you know, just put on some music and try it on and really figure out what works and doesn't work because I'm overrun. What do you think about that? Because I've also heard that, you know, women wear 20% of their clothes 80% of the time.
That's very true. And the reason for that is not being sure about what works for their body and personality. So we often will shop and make a lot of purchases. You wear them one time even, and then it goes back in the closet. And we don't want to return it to the store. So it really is, you know, buyer's remorse that happens over and over with women. But I encourage doing the shop your wardrobe thing every quarter. It's a great idea before you head out to do, you know, shopping for your seasonal pieces. go through your wardrobe, see what's in there. And I try to encourage women that if you have things in your wardrobe that you haven't worn for 2 years or longer, you're probably not going to wear those. So
right.
You know, it's time to let some pieces go. You're blocking
the room for something else.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is something that I've had to not work on, but really kind of be conscious of because of my image, because of my brand, and because I'm a public figure, is running out to the store. You got to have some kind of assimilation of some kind of look, you know, because you're, again, your image is your brand. And everybody wants to be relaxed with no makeup and a hat pulled on and some glasses, but you never know. Do you recommend that you have two or three outfits put to the side just to run out in?
I firmly believe in that. It's so important. And, you know, I was discussing this at a workshop a while ago now, but one of the attendees shared her personal story of how she had been trying to get in touch with this gentleman to set up a meeting, and they just kept missing each other. What happens? On the day of the workshop that I was giving, she ran out to the store to run a couple of errands, and she said, I just threw on whatever, you know, jogging pants and a T-shirt. And she says, wouldn't you know, that person called me and asked if I could possibly meet with them in 30 minutes. And she said, I knew I didn't have enough time to go home, change, and make it there and get to your workshop afterwards in time. And, you know, so it just really proved my point that you never know what opportunity will come your way when you're out and about. So try to make sure that you present yourself in a stylish manner and you're ready for whatever comes your way.
Right. So put a little preparation on it. Well, I think that you are awesome. You know, as you say, and as I well know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So you want that impression to count. You know, you want
that
volume.
That's right. It's so important. Mm-hmm.
So tell my brains how to get in contact with you when it comes to When Style Matters, some public speaking and some training and some image consulting. And you should do a fashion show. We should talk about that online.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll create brains
we'll
of style or something. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Etiquette tea party, we'll talk about it.
Oh, I love that. Well, my website address is www.whenstylematters.com. And, of course, you can reach me at Lynette, Lynette, at whenstylematters.com. My direct line is 719-447-7328. You can reach me through any of those areas.
Reach out to her. Step up your game. Level up. Smooth out your brand. Don't be out there looking all strange and crazy. That's not what we do, brains. We have style experts like Lynette Jones here on The Edge to kind of keep you high and tight. Thank you so much, Precious, for coming on The Edge. I appreciate
you. Thank you, April. It's been my pleasure. Bye now.
All right, brains. Go through your closet. Be sure that you take it to donate your good stuff to the Salvation Army or homeless shelter or vet shelter. Okay? I'm loving on you. I'm trying to keep you high and tight here on The Edge. Oh, yeah, follow me everywhere on the planet. I'm raising those numbers with the vibration and the frequency of a brain. Have a good day.